While StoryCorps was in Fairbanks to help celebrate KUAC's 50th anniversary, Dick and Shirley Wiegand had a chance to reminisce about teaching and living in the remote Alaskan village of Akiyuchuk in the 1960s. Here, they talk about the different foods they sampled for the first time, including Yupik ice cream.
We also got to taste beaver and swan and bear and many things that were very good. I remember being very leery of taking a bite of potato salad that I knew had duck eggs in it, but found out that actually duck eggs didn't taste any different than the chicken eggs, and the potato salad was just fine.
We would always try to invite somebody from the village up to the house, and in return we would go there. We went to the preacher's house for dinner one evening and had some salmon and I can't remember what else, but it was a good meal. And then afterwards they asked us if we wanted some ice cream. And, of course, I still hadn't been exposed to Yupik ice cream. So they brought this substance out, and then I knew right away it wasn't that melting kind of ice cream. It was a Gutek. And because Akiyuchuk is kind of far away from the coast, they a lot of times didn't have seal oil to put in their Gutek. So they wouldn't do it. They'd make it without the seal oil. But this one time they had added seal oil. And so I went in and we said, yeah, we'll eat some. And the little boy started with his fingers and he scooped it up. And I looked at him and I says, oh, it's got to be good the way that little guy's eating it. And so I went in and Shirley got her mouth full and I got my mouth full. And this particular Gutek tasted so different because they had mixed the seal oil. And the preacher was looking at me after my first mouthful, and I'd taken the second mouthful. He was watching me, and he says, Mr. Wiegand, he says, you don't have to eat that if you don't want to. He says, I forgot to tell you that we have some seal oil in that, and it was kind of rancid, but that doesn't bother us. So I said, okay, if you don't mind. I says, I put my hands down, and I took it out of my mouth, but I couldn't get past that sort of rancid seal oil. But here was the interesting thing. My little daughter sat there with that little boy, and both of them were scooping it up with their fingers like it was the last Gutek in Alaska.
What were the other ingredients in the Gutek? It was the Crisco and the berries and sometimes fish mixed up along with the seal oil.
And so I had been offered a Gutek later on with seal oil, and I would have to turn it down because I just couldn't get past that one taste of rancid seal oil. But like I said, my kids would eat it like crazy.
The full 40-minute version of this StoryCorps interview will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. StoryCorps is an American nonprofit organization whose mission is to record, preserve, and share the stories of Americans from all backgrounds and beliefs. StoryCorps in Fairbanks was made possible by a generous grant from Fairbanks Memorial Hospital Denali Center. You can hear this and other edited versions online at kuac.org.